Speaking of wide receivers, over the weekend, the 33rd team ranked the top 10 NFL wide receivers of all time.
Yes.
No Lynn Swann, no John Stallworth. AB made the list.
Rice number one, Moss number two. Am I right?
Yep.
I bet you they put Megatron three.
They did not. He was four.
T.O.
He was four.
How was he four, though?
Oh, wait,
two
no.
Two guys at four.
T.O. was four and Calvin Johnson was five.
Where did they have Fitzgerald? Was he on there?
He was. He's seven. Wait a minute. I'm counting these wrong. I wrote them down wrong. Let's start over.
Rice
one, Moss two, T.O. three, Calvin Johnson four.
All right, so I'm perfect so far, so stop. And I know Fitzgerald is
six.
Seven.
Sixth.
Oh, sixth.
Yep.
It's like a who's on first.
So you need five, seven, eight, nine, ten. I didn't tell you where AB ranked yet.
No. I bet you AB is like ninth.
He is not.
Fifth?
No. Are you just going to keep guessing numbers or do you want to guess names instead?
No, I'll guess Julio Jones.
Didn't crack the top 10.
Interesting. Ooh.
Any like,
how about like Biletnikoff or Don Hutson or dudes like
that's
that?
That's what I was going to
ask.
No.
Types.
I think Don Hutson got snubbed.
I actually kind of think he did too. Oh, man.
Don Hutson was a animal in the 1930s.
Chris
folks.
Carter?
He was 10th.
All he does is make lists.
By the skin of his teeth.
I'm not sure he belongs on there.
I don't think he does.
In fact, yeah, he doesn't belong on there.
Did they have like Largent on there?
Did not make it. I would put Largent ahead of Carter.
So would I. Hold on. I actually want to get this then. Or try to get this.
So you know AB is ahead of Chris Carter.
I'm going to put AB at 7th.
Nope.
So he's 8th.
He's got to be 8th.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's 8th.
Man, Donnie, it's bugging me now because you know most of these guys, if not all these guys, played. Is Michael Irvin on there?
He did not make it. Career longevity problem.
You just know most of these guys got to be from the last 30 years, basically. Like, it's just hard for me to imagine somebody playing.
One of them is not. One of them is not from the last 30 years.
So I'm trying to think of who dominated the 80s or even 70s. And it's very much pissing me off that I can't think of who this would be. Give me a is there a guy from the 70s that we're leaving off? Like somebody 70s or 80s?
I would say more 60s.
60s?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, I would say more 60s.
Who would be a guy?
And then the other two guys are contemporary players, or at least in the last few years.
One of them is
still active.
Who's the best active receiver in football? Not Devontae.
Nope.
Well, I was going to say, is it either Tyreek Hill or Jefferson?
Which one would you like to guess?
Hill.
Hill's ninth.
AB's better than Hill. I know Tyreek Hill has been on a heater, but
AB. And they put
AB
ahead of him.
I know, but he
so
might.
The 33rd team agrees with Chris Muller.
I feel like
Chris
Muller team. I feel like the gap between he and Hill should be more than one spot on the list. The other guy's not active, but he's a contemporary player.
Yes. Yeah.
Has he played in the last 5 years?
No, you've seen his entire career, though.
I hate these because my brain works so hard to try to think of guys I have seen play that my brain also then starts to fizzle out in short circuit. So like I'm running through every name I can think of right now and I'm not connecting point A to point B here.
So you
it better not be like Art Monk's ass or
no,
somebody
it's not.
Like that.
So you would put AB ahead of Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, I'd put AB ahead of Fitz even.
What if Tyreek Hill has one more all-pro season? What if he leads the league in receiving yards again this year?
I think if he does it for two more years, then I'm starting to think about it. How many?
So which numbers are we missing?
Five and seven,
yeah. The guy from the 60s, is it like not Charlie Joyner?
No.
I'm trying to even think when he played. Pearson was in the 70s.
Yep. He just went into the Hall of Fame a couple years ago.
There's somebody on the tip of my tongue from the 60s that is
I'm surprised he didn't get the guy who's played in the last few years.
Well, there's a, you know what the problem is with that? There's a bit of a glut at that position, and now you start to think about guys who have played the position really well, and there's a stat glut. It's a guy who would have to have played in the last couple of years who'd be more highly regarded than AB, and you know what else my brain is throwing up as a roadblock? I put AB like third on this list.
I'm gonna give you, because you said it's not Julio Jones.
Nope. I'm going to give you one clue on the old-timer. Most of his career was not in the NFL. His numbers were largely produced in another league.
The AFL, or the AAFC, or whatever the hell it was.
Actually, the XFL. It's He Hate Me.
He was a running back, Pony.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Larry Centers, number 7. I give up, man. My brain's
Lance Allworth.
As soon as you say it, I get mad.
I want to try to figure out who the recent guy is.
Was he 5th or 7th?
He was 5th. I actually have an issue with that. The AFL was clearly the secondary league.
Yep. So why would he be ahead of anybody
and
else?
I don't think that his numbers, because they were so prodigious there, and it sucks like that was the entire prime of his career.
The only other one I got one, Donnie. I think I got it. Andre Johnson.
Wrong.
That was a good guess. I mean, the first name that came to my mind before he gave the clue, which I always thought more highly of this guy than I think most other people did, I thought of Hopkins.
Nope.
But he's still playing.
Right, that's the thing. Whenever he said
I would have said Andre Johnson, man. I think he's a criminally underrated great wide receiver.
It is not him.
Oh.
Time's up. Marvin Harrison.
Oh, he shouldn't be on this list.
Why?
Specialized in catching slants and falling down.
He had double-digit touchdowns 8 years in a row.
I'm aware.
He has more 1,000-yard receiving seasons than Calvin Johnson.
I have a massive blind spot against Marvin Harrison for this, because my vivid recollections of him are always of him catching a pass from Manning, and unless he had clear sailing, doing like a Todd Pinkston post catch and just trying to avoid contact.
Well, who would you like? Raymond Berry on the list instead, Malzi? I mean, what
Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Clear. No, I think Andre Johnson's a better wide receiver than Marvin Harrison. I will die on that hill for sure. Andre Johnson on those Colts teams, he is whooping ass with Peyton Manning.
I don't disagree with that, but Marvin Harrison's one of the elite route runners in NFL history.
Well, whoop-de freaking do.
And obviously he was pretty good because his gene pool produced probably another Hall of Fame wide receiver.